Really?
Oh yeah.
What?
Oh, you can't have that much. No, it's not that much ironic merch in the world. People 100%
No, I was saying I think it's I think Live Laugh Love's like an anti-depression thing, like a pick me up.
as opposed to.
As opposed to I believe in the proverb live, laugh, love.
Look, I feel like people who have that hung up in their homes don't live that kind of a lifestyle, if you know what I mean.
I don't feel like it's a positive thinking anthem. I don't know. Don't know.
I mean, I don't see what the difference is, but I would say it was. Having gone to like houses of people who have that sort of thing written on
Yeah.
their wall and just being like, yeah, that checks out.
You look like a person who has live, laugh, love written on your wall.
Yeah, well, I've encountered those same people who are the most miserable fucking people on planet Earth.
Yeah, but you know.
They are people that complain to managers very frequently.
I mean, yeah.
What do
Just
they
tell them to
complain
live, laugh, and
about?
love.
Exactly. Just tell them to live off love, yeah, exactly. I wonder if that's a great comeback. If you're like, I want to speak to someone's manager, and you just like, live, laugh, love. Come on, mate.
Live, laugh, love, babe. Come on.
Come on, love. Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love, love.
I know. I was going to say live, laugh, love, love, and then I realized it sounded fucking hilarious.
Dumb as
Shit.
fuck? Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Weird. It's weird. Do live, laugh, love. I'm really cold, Charlie.
I would suspect so.
Need
It's a
comfort.
cold time for us all.
Yeah. What do you do to heat your room, Charlie? I've been looking at articles to tell me how to heat my room in
It'd be fat,
inexpensive
isn't it?
ways.
Yeah, apparently my idea doesn't work. What's your
Being
idea?
hard.
Well, that and my other idea.
What was your other
Wee
idea?
yourself.
So, what you have to do,
That might
Charlie,
work.
is you have to get a paper towel, put it in
Yeah.
your kitchen sink, spin around in a circle three times, pray to our Lord and Savior Azathoth, and then complain to about managers on Twitter. And that
Just
should make
shout.
your
It's a shout.
It is a
I don't
shout,
see
yeah.
what the problem with this method is.
Apparently, it doesn't work. I don't know. Don't know. I've decided to buy a hot water bottle when I next get paid.
I'll just stay cold.
I'm just buy for bed more than anything. I hate getting into bed and it's cold. It's the fucking worst. Like I'll be cold like during the day, and fine, but I just hate getting in
I
bed
love
cold.
getting into bed when it's cold. It reminds
Oh.
me of the corpse I had sex with.
Jesus Christ. Okay. All stiff and oh. Well done. That's put me right off my lunch.
It is almost 9 o'clock in the evening.
Is. I'm
What do
not
you
eating.
mean you?
I have eaten. I'm not eating at the moment. I did just have a an Right. Okay. I understand. I did just have an ice lolly, but
Well, what's the problem then? We found it.
Charlie, fucking, you're talking with a mouthful of food.
We found the problem.
No, that's not the problem. It's cold before the ice lolly.
Oh, I'm cold. How'd you keep yourself warm? I don't know. Start by not eating an Arctic roll, you
I
donut.
did eat Arctic roll would do it. Arctic roll would keep you warm because of all the dough inside, right?
You're a donut,
I
bruv.
just had a Starburst ice lolly. It was
I've
nice.
never heard such
You
stupidity
know
in my
what?
life.
Charlie is not fucking wrong, dude. That is.
I realized it as soon as I was about to say, yeah,
You
I
realized it before you said it, not before. Oh, it's well cold, is it? Let's talk about your life decisions over the last half an hour.
it's not
Oh,
cold
what have you
because
done?
of
Oh, I
that.
had an ice lolly. Yeah, well, tic tac, one begets the other, bro.
It's not cold because of that. I guarantee. It's just cold in general. And I had to finish my ice. That's
If you are
always.
cold, you shouldn't be going, oh yeah, let's have an ice lolly.
Why? They're delicious.
You're a retard.
How can you ban someone? How do you ban them?
You can't. You don't have permissions to ban Adam.
I've just server muted him.
That's fine.
Adam's been server muted.
Only by Charlie, because
until further notice.
So they could. I'm recording this. I'm recording this. What the fuck?
How are you all?
We know you are. We know from the minute Charlie joined the call that you were recording.
But it makes no sense to mute me.
I just
muted
Adam again. The listeners don't know, but me and Louis know. We can't hear Adam right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's a beautiful thing. The listeners don't know, but they do.
Have you learnt your lesson, Adam?
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. Because I've just found the disconnect button and I'm not afraid to use it.
That just disconnects you. Oh, you've disconnected me. Okay, well,
That was a joke only for me and Louis.
I mentioned it. I was like, oh, you disconnected me. Ooh, okay.
I know.
There we go. Oh. There we go. Fucking the joys of Discord, eh?
Who cares? The listeners don't need to know. I fucking hate our listeners. Fuck them.
So
is that a good thing to say? Is that a good thing to say for business?
Sorry, they won't get this far in. They'll get to the first 2 minutes, realize that it's shit, and then leave.
Yeah, fuck you. Especially whoever left. Fuck you. I hate you. I don't ever want to see you around here again.
Everyone who stayed, we love. Everyone who left, we don't.
I feel like you should hire me to help promote our brand.
I thought was the point of you. I thought that was the point. I thought we had you here to highlight the brand, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
I apologize, Lee. Also, it made me think of that Ed Sheeran song when I said the point of you. The Shape of You song.
The point of the point of you.
I'm confused by the point of you. What the fuck are you doing? It's beautiful.
It's a great song. So it's arguably Ed Sheeran's best work.
Yeah, I would agree.
Please tell me.
What are we telling you?
Oh my fucking god.
I think you said please tell me or something. I was like, what are we
talking? I was talking to myself, kind of. I was like, please tell me I'm done with this thing.
You're playing the video game. Excellent. All right. I guess we can start.
Oh.
Are we ready? Is everyone happy? Everyone good?
Yeah.
Cool. Hello and welcome to Sometimes Video Games. I'm Adam.
Do you remember when they made a game called Metal Gear Rising Revengeance?
I do. Why does this come from?
What a moment in life that was. They took two words, revenge and vengeance, and went, revengeance.
Where's that come from? Did you just think of Metal Gear Rising Revengeance now? Have you been playing it?
No.
Cool. Are you just doing it to interrupt the intro?
Do you remember it, though?
I do. Fondly.
My favorite video game titles are name colon subheading.
Yeah. Louis those and Charlie are here. Who cares?
You're right.
Metal Gear Rising Revengeance exists, and that's far more important than introducing the other two people on the show.
Bro, well, yes, of course.
Did you play it?
Only the demo.
I played it at EGX one year.
EGX, yeah.
Yeah. It was fun. I didn't understand that you couldn't block in that game.
Yeah, I really like the demo. I want to play it at some point. I just can't be asked to get around a bit at some point.
All I'm going to say is that Senator Armstrong is my hero.
He is great. He is entirely memes and is great for it.
Nanomachine, son.
I mean, that whole game was entirely memes, to be fair.
Terrible. It was a fucking terrible game.
It was not a it was a great game with an absolutely bullshit storyline that
I
is hilarious.
I absolutely disagree. I did not have fun playing that game
really?
At all. Yeah.
Do you like Devil May Cry?
I think Devil May Cry is quite fun.
Interesting. Were you not expecting Devil May Cry out of the Metal Gear? Is that why? I don't know.
From what I remember from the demo, and that's all I've played, so take this with a fucking truckload of salt, is like, it wasn't as fast as like Devil May Cry or Bayonetta. No. It was like, it had that sort of like stopping to do the cool slicing, and that was cool, but it did sort of interrupt stuff. I enjoyed the demo, I just never got around to playing the game.
Yeah, it was a good game. It's a good game. Wasn't bad at all. I disagree.
I feel like I should dress up as Bayonetta for Halloween.
I think you should.
Oh, but to be fair, I don't think I'll be able to pull it off this year. I have to wait at least. How many years do you think it would take, Adam, for me to be able to actually dress up as Bayonetta?
I mean, you could dress up as Bayonetta. What do you mean, as in like grow your body hair out to the point that it covers every?
Yes, as in grow my hair to the point where I can actually dress up as Bayonetta.
As in not put any clothes on whatsoever and still go out in public. Dress your hair up as an outfit. I mean, I don't know. It's an ambitious project, at the very least.
I really enjoyed Bayonetta.
It's because Bayonetta's fucking great.
I never played Bayonetta 2, though.
That's because it was exclusive to the Wii U.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, that's so dumb. They should release that on other platforms.
I mean, you'll have to ask Nintendo.
All I'm going to say is that is an L move from Nintendo.
To be fair, they have Switch.
I mean, yeah, true, it's on Switch now, yeah.
I could get a Switch. But I don't understand, like, Nintendo's aim of, like, releasing stuff and being than having it being accessed by the fewest amounts of people possible.
What do you mean? They paid for an exclusive game and released it exclusively. I don't know. I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, did they not buy the property?
No, they didn't. They didn't. The story as it goes for Bayonetta 2 is that after Bayonetta 1, Platinum Games were looking for someone to finance Bayonetta 2 because Sega, the original publisher, decided that they didn't want to. So they were asking around, and both Microsoft and Sony said, nope, we don't want anything to do with it.
Wait, and why did Nintendo Sega came say up no? And went, Sega fucking funded Balan Wonderworld.
No, that's Square Enix.
Oh, Square Enix. Fuck.
Yeah, no, that was Square Enix. Sega, not as bad with their money as Square Enix, shockingly. You know, the company that almost went bankrupt. To be fair, that's unfortunate. Square Enix also almost went bankrupt about 5 times. But it's neither here nor there. Yeah, Sega refused, and then so did Microsoft and Sony, and Nintendo got in touch with Platinum personally and said, hey, we'll fund Bayonetta if you make it exclusive to our console. And they went, yeah.
To be fair, the premise is... I hate to say it, but it feels quite Japanese.
I mean, it is Japanese.
I don't feel like
a Western studio.
Stereotypically Japanese.
I don't feel like a Western studio would make Bayonetta, you know?
To be fair, the closest we've got to that style of game at all is God of War, which doesn't feel anything like Bayonetta or Devil May Cry, really.
It's because it's nothing like it.
It's like similar idea that it's an action game.
I don't understand why you even compared them.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't compare.
Like, the original PS2 God of War games were very compared to...
No. Actually, yeah, you got a point.
I was thinking
more of the modern God of War.
Yeah, no, the new God of War is more like The Last of Us, but... Like...
Yeah, you know, he's like dad of boy, and, you know, he's got
I mean, the original God of War, the PS2 ones, they were compared very heavily to Devil May Cry. Like, there is no other... That was the only one I could think of for
that. That makes a lot more sense, yeah. No,
I realize I'm old, and I know that these video games exist.
I mean, God of War, even... Like, the old God of War games even had a sex scene in it.
Ooh! Did it?
What was that game, Dante's Inferno?
Oh, yeah. That existed.
I was just trying to think of games that I was the only one I could come to.
I forgot that that existed, yeah.
Yeah, most normal people would.
Yeah, that's fair. That was also not a good game, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that was from what I remember of reviews, it was very middling. I mean, Bayonetta is also importantly up there with Resident Evil in terms of having a cool voice line at the beginning of the game.
What do you mean?
Bayonetta.
Oh, that, yeah, sure.
Resident Evil. You know, those two things.
I'll tell you what else has a version of that, although it's Bayonetta. it's slightly less cool. It's Guitaru Man. And it's just a girl going, ooh, Guitaru Man. And then she giggles. And it's it's fantastic. Yeah, that's Guitaru Man. That's the Guitaru Man speech. Yeah, no, I see. Are there not many? They do it in Devil May Cry as well, don't they? It goes, Devil May Cry. Like when you...
Oh, you know, I've never played a Devil May Cry game. Isn't it mad?
It's mad that you played Bayonetta, but not Devil May Cry. Bayonetta and Resident Evil, but not Devil May Cry. Like, your favourite game is Resident Evil 4.
I'm gonna be real.
And you didn't play what was originally Devil May Cry, Resident Evil 4.
Devil May Cry 4 and Bayonetta almost feel like the exact same game.
I disagree. But, fair play.
I played the demo of whatever one was on PS3.
DMC, right? Or Devil May Cry 4.
No, not the good one. I'm talking DMC. I think Devil May Cry 4.
Devil May Cry 4, yeah.
Yeah, not the good Devil May Cry game, the other one.
The Ninja Theory one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Ninja Theory, Western.
Yeah, it's
shot.
True.
They made an actual
Devil May Cry game.
They perfected the formula. Weird how that works.
I mean, wasn't Bayonetta out before DMC?
Bayonetta? I don't know.
I feel like it was.
I don't know. I feel like it was as well, because DMC was late PS3 generation, so yeah. It must have been 100%.
Hideki Kamiya created the formula, then perfected it a decade later.
DMC perfected it. But also the performer, I mean, it's the 3D version of your old beat 'em up games, right?
It is, like the Golden Axe and the Streets of Rage and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's not really. I don't know. I don't know why. I've never. Devil May Cry. It's just one of those series. It's just passed me by.
Were you? How edgy were you in secondary school?
Well, look at me, bruv. I'm as edgy as a Satsuma, to quote
Matty
Bush.
I've
never been an edgy guy. Like, don't get me wrong.
There
was an emo phase, but as we've discussed in the show, I think emo is different to what everyone else thinks.
Well,
emo
one
is,
thing so. You are
what was your emo
you
phase?
Are so not edgy that you are terrified of controversy. You are actually
I'm not terrified of controversy.
You are.
I just pick and choose controversy. You lot, yeah, are just firing controversy in every direction. Yeah, I just pick
because
and choose.
It's funny.
I walk into the middle of a West Ham circle and I go, you know, Paolo Di Canio, he was overrated. Now you can't generate that level of hate. I can, but I just pick and choose when to do it. Yeah, you lot are just like firing it off in every direction, which way not, and it's like you're missing the point. You're blunting the blade here. But no, I'm not. It's not. Do you know what? It probably wasn't an edgy thing. It's just it's because I didn't play the first one, and my completionist brain is like,
sure, I need to play the first one, and I haven't.
At some point, I do want to go. I have them. I have them on my PS4. I should go back and play them. I've just never got around to it.
Well, you said I don't remember the conversation, but you said you don't think emo is the same as everybody else thinks emo.
No,
is.
You just I say Linkin Park, and you go, that's not emo.
Oh, okay.
I would agree with Charlie. I think that is kind of emo.
Thank you. I mean, it depends on what you. So
you're listening to Numb and telling me that's not emo.
I mean, I feel like Chester Bennington's very emo, but I don't think Mike Shinoda is very emo.
No, Mike is not. I've seen Mike on that their Teens React in the last couple of years. He does not seem like the emo kind of fella. But I just think that counts. I just think that is in the. I'm not saying it's an emo genre song, but I think it's in the realm of emo.
To be fair, I think I personally take emo differently than other people, and then also. I'm sort of going by genre, which I think Linkin Park goes as nu metal.
I think Linkin Park was new metal at the beginning, and I'm not saying
I think
Numb isn't new metal, but I'm just telling you, if you're listening to Numb, it's emo.
Sure. Like, I'm going by genres of music, like, but by genres of music, My Chemical Romance isn't emo, so.
I mean, all of this, I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. I mean, what more emo statements do you want to make? You know what I mean?
I guess. Is that an emo statement?
I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. I mean, what do you mean?
Charlie really has a point here. Charlie's...
The problem is, straight after that, you go, one thing, I don't know why. It
doesn't even matter how hard you try.
Keep that in mind, the design is right to explain in due time.
It's no. I'm sorry, but Maxion knows should stop. He should stop.
I think he has.
Well, after you know, the better one died.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, harsh. Harsh on Mike Schneider.
Sorry, very... truth. Sorry, man, the truth hurts.
I think he would accept being not the better one out of him and Chester. Middle.
I don't know. Mike Shinoda did that. What was that song? In the other band that he had? What's it called? I can't remember. It's a Fort Minor. The Fort Minor song.
Yeah.
Can't remember what the song is or how it goes, but it bangs, whatever it is. Okay.
Shinoda
raps about wanting to ride a bicycle.
That's Flowbots, no handlebars. That's not Mike Shinoda.
Remember the name.
Is that the name of the song?
20% luck, 15% skill, and 100% concentrated power of will.
Is that fucking Mike Shinoda?
That's Mike Shinoda. Yeah, Remember the Name by Fort Minor.
I remember the lyrics to that song. I don't think I've heard the song other than. Like meme versions of
it. It's great. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 50% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name. That's Mike Shinoda.
Fair enough. Yeah. I'm not super. I don't know all of Mike Shinoda's career, sadly.
I mean, that's the only thing apart from Linkin Park I know of Mike Shinoda is specifically that song. I wouldn't even be able to tell you another Fort Minor song, but that.
No, I have listened to another Fort Minor song. I'm pretty sure, but I don't. I wouldn't be able to tell you what it is.
That sounds like effort.
It specifically is effort. I'd have to dig up old Rock Sound CDs with Fort Minor song on them. I don't know. I don't even have them anymore.
Mike Shinoda seems like the sort of guy who would be good friends with. Who's that radio DJ?
You have to be more specific than that, I'm afraid.
No, that radio DJ. Come on, you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Jimmy Savile.
That's enough information to come on. What's his name? Come on. Was on BBC, went to Apple, I think it was.
Zane Lowe.
There we go. I bet they're best mates.
Maybe. I think Zane Lowe is probably friendly with a lot of musicians.
Yeah, but specifically Mike Shinoda.
Specifically Mike Shinoda, maybe.
I reckon they really get along. I reckon they've got a great WhatsApp conversation going.
No, I bet they do.
I reckon, yeah, they're best mates.
They're checking out the real ale breweries in fucking wherever in the hills of California.
Yeah. I reckon they play tennis every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Good way to keep
Tuesday fit. Tennis. Tuesday
good,
tennis.
Good way to keep fit.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
I mean, I'd play tennis on Tuesdays if someone wanted to play tennis on Tuesday, I'd do it.
And then like he'll get a point, and he goes, 100% reason to remember the name. And then Mike Schneider goes, and he goes,
He's like touching the nose and pointing at the each other.
Yeah. That's what I see. I mean, that's how I like to imagine it, you know?
It sounds like you've gone into depth thinking about the relationship between Zane Lowe and Mike Shinoda.
5% pleasure, 50% pain.
Is that later?
And 100% reason to remember the name.
When he's, you know? And he's like...
Isn't it weird that that's... By the way, isn't it just weird that that's Mike Shinoda? Isn't it quite weird? Like, that song is just this thing that sort of exists in perpetuity in everyone's minds, but no one really knows what the fuck it is or where it came from, but it just sort of exists. More, and yet somehow that is Mike Shinoda off of
more
Linkin
evidence
Park. Isn't
that
just
Linkin Park is one of the most influential bands of all time.
It's very true. Very true. We can't. The amount of football compilations I saw on like 2006 YouTube with that song in the background. Ronaldinho doing stepovers for Barcelona. 10% look, 20% pick. Like, oh, bro.
You know, I've got a bit of a music-related maths question for you, Charlie.
Oh. I'm very excited for this combination.
If you added the number of all the members of the So Solid Crew by the number of the most popular song, what number would you get?
How many were there in there? Some is what, at their peak or at their
just in general, or
because I feel like wasn't at their peak, weren't they at 30? So we're talking 51, but I don't know if that was actually at their peak. The number 30 is just in my mind. 51 Louis, is the correct answer 51? Final 51.
Believe, though, to be fair, I'm not even sure, but I didn't look this up properly, but I think of the peak, they might have had, I think they had 32.
Damn it. Damn it, fair, okay. Would have been 53, I was off by 3. That's 21
seconds ago.
51 would have also been my guess. Not that my guess would have been important.
It'd be 21 seconds. 21 seconds.
Before you've got to go.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
I'm aware.
I understand.
Thanks, man. Do you remember MySpace?
I do.
I don't.
I'm surprised you do, Charlie.
I bet So Solid Crew had a banging MySpace. I mean, MySpace, early doors of secondary school, MySpace was a big thing.
MySpace was a big thing, yeah. I'm surprised. I feel like I'm somewhat older.
I had a MySpace. Top 8. I had a top 8.
Who was in your top 8?
I think I had... it was just probably my mates, wasn't it? So it's probably my mates. Probably my Hyman. Yeah. Probably, I don't know. I don't really... Twitter is the only social media I really like. All the other ones I've had to be convinced to be on. But
to be fair, I like
MySpace. You like Twitter?
Well, Okay, let me rephrase that because that's a fair point. Twitter is the only one I... don't have to be fought to being on. All the others I've had to be badgered on to the point where I get on it, right? Every other social media is that way. Twitter's the one where I'm like, I am on. Do you know what I mean? But you're right. Anyway. I wouldn't say I like it. You're very true. It's very accurate.
I feel like Twitter, in my honest opinion, is the antithesis of happiness.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Like, it's just a platform of just utter malice and hatred.
Yeah, it can be.
Nobody's happy on Twitter. It's miserable.
Some people happy. I've seen some people that are happy.
I don't. I think you're lying to yourself.
No. I'm not happy. Don't get that.
Yeah, they are happy moments before they proceed to argue with somebody relentlessly.
There are a lot of people that I follow that just insta block like armies of people. For any reason, because they just would rather be happy on Twitter. Like, and fair play.
I don't block. I just mute.
Yeah, no, they straight up block. They just can't be asked. Like, I've seen there are plenty of people who like go on there to chat to people who like really into games and stuff like that. Like,
I understand who and why people use Twitter, but yeah. I refuse to believe they're enjoying it. I think it's just the convenience of the situation. I think you're lying to yourself and everyone else if you think at any point people are going, yes, this is the preferred way of doing it. The way of doing it.
And if you're listening, Bungie, why don't you find another way to communicate with your player base that isn't Twitter, please?
God.
Most of us hate that platform.
I've only got one account blocked. Everything else is just mute. I mute like there's no tomorrow, but I've only got one account blocked.
I started muting instead of blocking.
Muting
but I've
is so
got some
good, man.
Yeah,
muting. It's honestly, it's the best.
Mutants, yeah, mutants. Mutants, beautiful.
This is bad, right? And this is what makes me part of the problem. I don't like blocking people. I like being blocked by people.
That's why I don't block anyone. Because there are people like you, Louis, who do it out of the sick enjoyment of the thing.
Well,
block me.
block
that was,
me.
That was weird.
Yeah, that's how I image all of those people who are like, they're itching for the block. They're itching for the satisfaction that you have noticed them. And I'm sufficiently annoyed by them.
Oh, I'm a massive troll, but, you know.
Senpai did, in fact, notice me, and it feels good.
I don't like being blocked. If I'm trolling, I don't like being blocked. But then again, I don't troll on Twitter for obvious reasons.
Yeah, I know. I think a lot of people who troll on Twitter fucking love being blocked.
I don't know why. You don't get to see the reaction then. That's my problem with it. The whole essence of trolling is you want to see it.
Yeah.
I know, you're telling yourself that. When you're trolling, like, I'll troll someone else in West Ham who's doing a live stream, and I like seeing the reaction.
Mm. That's slightly different, though. You're actively seeing them do things, right?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like if you're getting blocked, you've lost.
Nah, blocking's the reaction. Because you know you've pissed them off to the point where they've gone, fucking block him.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
That's what they want. And also, those kinds of people probably have multiple accounts. And are just, like, you block one of their accounts and then they can see your reaction with the next one.
Oh, that's one of my favourite things that happens when I'm doing a video. And, like, they'll be like, I'll block an account. And then they'll be like, you can't block me. I've got so many accounts. And I'm like, yeah, and I'll just block those. Keep them coming. I could do this all day, Sunshine. I've got hours of content to fill. If you think I ain't happy to just sit here blocking all of your accounts until they're gone, you've got another thing coming, my friend, you know? I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do. Sure. It's just good. It's just good.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people will keep, like, those spare accounts so they can watch you on in abstract horror or whatever. I don't know.
And then talk about you with their mates in their Discord servers.
Yeah.
I live for it. That's almost better. That's almost better for me. It's knowing I've annoyed someone to the point where you just live in their heads, because I really don't care. I really genuinely could not care less. And so the fact that you really could care less is incredible.
Making little Reddit threads on you and...
Oh no.
Oh no. Yeah.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh, have you ever had a Reddit thread written on you, Charlie?
I have.
You have? Oh, no.
I have.
Oh, no.
I had someone make a whole Reddit post about me on r/Destiny the game.
Oh, wow.
Because they were upset that I was completing an activity too fast.
Was this what you told us about a while ago when some guy was like...
I think I did. Someone made a Reddit post about me completing Days of Eternity too fast. And I'm like, bro, sorry, I want my loot quicker.
Well, I mean, sure. Have you ever lived in anyone's head rent-free, Charlie?
Oh, tons of people, but West Ham's not really a big Reddit thing, so...
I imagine. But there's going to be forums. Like,
there are West Ham forums. Yeah, oh, West Ham forums, yeah, Jesus Christ.
I'm so upset that Reddit post got deleted, man, because I would have printed that and I would have framed it.
I mean, mostly that was just praise, right? It was angry praise, but it was like, how dare this man do things too quickly? And that, like, the goal that you were doing was to do it quickly.
I don't know if this happens in other MMOs, but I feel like Destiny is one of the few games where, like, the more casual player base kind of, like, hates the skilled players.
I've not seen any evidence of that. I mean, the casual players hate the people that have a go at them for doing things wrong. But those players usually in MMOs aren't the skilled ones. They're the people who think they're the skilled ones.
Mm. Oh, yeah, fucking... I encountered one of those yesterday.
Yeah, those guys. So those guys who think they're really good at the game and, like, pop off at everyone else. Everyone hates those guys. But if you're, like, actually good at the game and you just kind of... You don't, like, bark orders at casual players.
I don't like ego. I don't like people who have egos in... in video games, especially PvE video games, because
it's kind of pointless.
To me, like, just having an ego in a PvE game is kind of pointless. But there are times when I do ego, and it's to counter somebody else's colossal ego.
God. God. All the toxicity bubbles up and forms ultra toxic.
Well, if the guy wants to start, I don't know, if the guy wants to start being toxic to people, then, you know, I'll start egoing him right back with my actual achievements.
Sure, yeah, I guess, yeah. I mean, you could do that. You could. I don't really. I don't know. I don't pay attention to people in MMOs that much, to be honest. I don't know. Maybe people are awful. Maybe they're not. It's a topic that's far beyond me, I'm afraid.
Well, you, bro, you are an MMO player.
To be fair, I played it for a while. But, I mean, yeah, but I also didn't do any of the like, really difficult stuff. And I didn't really interact with anyone who was, like, on
that level. I'd be curious to try. I'd be curious to see how good I could get.
Yeah, I've been curious to try it, but I wanted to. I had such a completionist mentality that I wanted to do everything. And, like, there's so much in that game, you can't really seriously just do everything, especially considering some of the old content's just not played by many people. So yeah, I mean, I just had this complete. I was working up to it, and then I ended up just stopping. So that's how it goes, I'm afraid.
Yeah, yeah. Do people low man Final Fantasy raids?
Yeah, of course. Of course. I don't know how much, but of course it happens.
Because low mans are a thing I'm quite I quite enjoy in Destiny 2.
I know one thing though. There's a specific tactic where you come with fewer party members than max, just on purpose because it's easier. I don't remember what specifically it is or whether that's been patched out now, but I think I remember being like, oh, you just come with like one healer or something, it's fine, you don't need more than one healer, it's cool. But I don't know Final Fantasies, I've not done any of that high content really. I've done some raids, but none of the like savage stuff.
A friend of mine, Mubs, actually, him and his Final Fantasy free company, I should call it.
Yes, free company.
Currently have spent a month on a boss fight of a savage raid.
Yeah, that's not unheard of. I know, so when I was in my second year of uni, I was living with people who were playing Final Fantasy 14, and they'd got a group together with a bunch of their mates. This was, I think I was playing it, but I was still doing story stuff and I was nowhere near catching up with them. So they got a bunch of people in, and I was hearing all of the, basically the bitching within their own, like, raid group and about how difficult it was. And they were basically, like, struggling on this raid for the whole year because some people were not good enough and other people's were better than others. And then there just was a load of infighting. It got very silly. But yeah, it's not unheard of for people to struggle on like a raid for a month or even longer than that, I think. Especially if it's like,
yeah, well, to be fair, it's hard because when you're playing with your mate, it's hard. You can't just go up to your mates and say, yeah, I mean, yo, you're fucking terrible.
I think that's kind of the point. Yeah.
You kind of can't do that. So it's hard. So
it wasn't even the site, it was people not turning up as well and being like just dicks with each other and shit. It was like,
yeah. So ugh. I just kind of like, I don't think I would play. I don't know if I want to play a game like Destiny with IRLs.
No, I get that. It is, you can, but only if you're really confident within each other's abilities and stuff like that. You know, like,
I mean, if my IRL, like, it would be nice if I had IRLs who played this that were a similar skill level.
Yeah, of course. Like if and I'm not saying it would ever happen, but say if me and Charlie were like really, really good at Destiny 2. I'm sure you'd love playing Destiny 2 with us because
I'd play with you, but yeah. I don't know how much I would play with you.
Even if we were, say we're the same skill level,
then we'd probably be playing a lot.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying, right? But obviously, not everyone's at the same skill level, and But I think I like playing it. It depends how serious you take it, doesn't it? I guess really.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Because like, I don't think like I'd be that pissed off playing Final Fantasy 14 with people who are not as good as me. Even though I'm not particularly great at that game, I'm good at certain points and certain things. But and I think I'd be able to do some savage stuff. But
yeah, well, the thing is that I would identify. If I was playing a game like that, I would identify who like was on a similar skill level, and then I would seek out those people.
Yeah. No, that's
like,
also
I it's not. I feel like most MMOs aren't like are kind of not designed to be enjoyed by friends, if that makes sense.
Well, I think you make friends while you're there.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's a kind of game where you kind of develop friendships, and most of the time, the friends you meet are usually of a similar skill level because that's kind of how you connect, if that makes sense.
And that's how you end. I mean, that's where you end up kind of playing as well, right? So you end up being drawn to other people, or you end up seeing other people who are a good skill level, or you end up going through a dungeon or a raid with a specific person and going, actually, this person was pretty cool, or you make a like an impact on each other, or even through chat. I don't know how Destiny works,
this is literally how I met my current clan and my current clanmates.
Like, I don't know how Destiny works, but like I just like people who are just goofy in chat. Like, you go through a dungeon, someone plays well, but they're also like having a bit of a banter, like Adam and shit, innit? You just later, right? In a bit, mate. Having a banter. See you later. They do the dance emotes at the right time.
I have a friend. I love him to bits. He's called Mustard. He's the goofiest man on the planet.
That's all that matters.
He's also very good. So we were doing the Day One Kings 4 challenge, and another teammate of ours leaped.
Mm.
He messed up the challenge by like going to the wrong side of the room.
Mm.
So we failed and had to start and had to wipe and do it again.
Ah, see.
And then we were like, oh yeah, sorry, I just went to go over and give Mustard a kiss on the cheek. And then Mustard just says, "Me when leaped, colossal penis slaps me across the face." Just whilst Tucker was streaming the entire thing.
Oh dear. Well, I mean, so
everything he has said throughout the entire raid is on stream. And he just says goofy shit like that all the fucking time.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad that he says shit like that all the time.
It's good. It's funny.
It's what we like. It's like what we like to hear. What have you been doing? What have you been doing this week, Charlie? What have you been doing?
Nothing. You?
Yeah, not much really. Not much. Just chilling.
How unfortunate.
Being sad. That sort of thing. No,
classics.
Yeah, the classics. Yeah, I actually started. This was actually a few weeks ago that I started. I've been playing Stardew Valley.
Sure, that seems like something you would enjoy, to be fair.
I didn't think it would be, but I am actually enjoying it.
You didn't think it would be?
Yeah, I didn't think it would be. I thought it would be too much.
Stardew Valley is one of the greatest. It's one of the greatest pieces of software ever conceived.
I mean, I know it's something Louis like, because Louis is a really big fan of Harvest Moon. But I never played. I never really liked that much Harvest Moon stuff. Like, I like Animal Crossing, but only because it's like wacky and strange more than because it's like a chill sim thing. And I like some of those, like I like 2-point Hospital and stuff like that, but it's a very different style of game. So I wasn't sure I'd get into like the farming sim things. You know? I am really enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it. It's a really cool game. I'm surprised at how, I don't know, because it does feel like the Harvest Moon game I played way back on the Game Boy Advance.
There is actually one issue I do actually kind of have with Stardew Valley though. Is that my problem when I'm playing it is I come far too invested within my relationships with everyone in that game.
Really?
And it just naturally happens to me every time, and I'm just like, man, I just want to grow some fucking potatoes.
You get bored of farming and go romancing the town villagers.
No, I love the farming, but I feel like the point is I feel like I have to. To me, it's like an upkeep cost of talk to the townspeople.
Oh, I see. To be fair, I kind of, and it's not great because I do miss people, but I kind of just speak to whoever I'm next to. Like, I'll go do my business in town and then, like, speak to whoever's near me.
And it's fucking hard to talk to everybody as well.
It can be hard to talk to, yeah.
And do all your farming.
Yeah, I absolutely miss people out. Like, I haven't spoken to the wizard. There's a wizard. I've not spoken to him all that much because he's the other end of the map. Just couldn't be bothered speaking to him. Unless I'm in his area, then I'll talk to him. Who's your waifu, Louis? Who's your waifu in Stardew? I want to know.
Do you want to know my honest answer?
I mean, you can lie to me if you want, but...
No, we want your lies. No. It's Link from The Legend of Zelda.
My honest answer was nobody.
Link is hot. Nobody. You're not, you don't want to, you don't marry anyone.
I have one very long playthrough of Stardew Valley.
Really?
And I didn't romance anyone.
Yeah. Why didn't
because you? Because I decided it was too much fucking work. I just wanted to grow some fucking vegetables and just chill out. I didn't want to have to maintain a...
You don't have to maintain. Do you have to do anything for them? I don't know. I've not got married yet, so...
You have to talk. You have to, like... You know, you interact with them all in the first place to get to that point.
I don't know how. Maybe I just spoke to people and then they started liking me and then delivering me pizzas in my post, which is very weird of them. But sure, I just went to the pub at night. Spoke to some people there, and then whenever I was gonna go visit Pierre and like do stuff, I'd speak to everyone there and. Speak to Robin up at the shack if I needed my, like on my way to the mines, like pop in Robin and Dimitri.
All I want to know is that I support the overlords at Jojo.
You support the overlords at Jojo, Mart? That's not for me.
Nah, that's obviously quite evil.
You gotta, it is.
I feel like that would be that is like the bad ending.
I thought quite that was evil. The case. I felt that was the bad ending, but I don't know if that's true. Like. I think I researched what happens, and it's just that they destroy the community center. But you can do all of the stuff that you normally do in the community center anyway. You just have to pay for it instead of add, like, crops and stuff.
Oh, how very Tory of you, Adam.
And I mean, yeah.
You can do what you would do for free, but you just have to pay for it, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right.
All right, Jacob Rees-Mogg. Bet you'd love that, wouldn't you?
You're right.
I bet Jacob Rees-Mogg actually owns... Jojo
Mart. To be fair, what's his name? Morris. It looks a bit like a fat Jacob Rees-Mogg. He's like with his little fucking glasses and his like bowler hat thing and his suit on. Like slimy as shit. Like, hello. He's a weird guy. You played Stardew, Charlie?
Played Stardew? No, I will at some point. I'll love it when I play it, but I just think
you probably will. Yeah, I reckon you probably will. It's on Game Pass, and I started playing it on my phone via like cloud saves and the controller that I got sent. Just because I don't... Sorry, I hate playing video games on my PC. I just hate playing games on PC. I'd rather play them anywhere else in the house.
Yeah, it sucks.
Legitimately, just rather play them anywhere else in the house. So playing Stardew on my phone is just... It's just nice. It's just pleasant. And my housemate has started playing it downstairs as well. Via Steam Link. It's really great. He set up the Steam Link and then started playing Stardew through Game Pass on his Steam Link. And then I'm just sat there playing Stardew through Game Pass on my phone next to him. It's just like, oh, hey, we're both playing Game Pass, but on things that weren't necessarily, you know, designed to play Game Pass on them. I'm enjoying it. He also doesn't speak to many people like Louis. But I think he's starting to speak to people because he does want to get married. He does. He has a wife. He has a waifu in mind. Which is good. You need to have one. I don't know.
See ya.
You don't have to. If you don't want to, you can be a single Pringle.
I just want you to know I hated that.
I know. That's why I said it.
I really didn't like that at all.
It's awful, isn't it?
Specifically, I wanted you to not like it, Charlie.
No, I didn't. You'd be glad to know I didn't.
I am glad. I wanted you to feel uncomfortable with the idea of you being single in Stardew Valley.
Just no.
Because you know that you'll be called a single Pringle. And how bad that feels.
Are you single as a Pringle, Charlie? I mean, well, we know you're not because you...
I was considering disconnecting Adam, but now you're doing it as well. I might just disconnect myself. I feel like that's the easier one here.
Probably. Do you know why don't you like that phrase, Charlie? What is it about you hate?
It's like when my mom says nibbles. I just hate it.
Nibbles? Why?
She'd be like, oh, you should be like, do you want to come over and watch the football? We'll be watching this match, blah, blah, blah. Oh, we'll get nibbles.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like that's it when sucks. People say ooh woo?
I feel like that's just, I'll be honest, I feel like that's worse for you than it is for me saying that. Do you know what I mean? I feel like you're taking a bigger
I could hear the cringe.
I didn't like saying it.
I feel like that was a bigger L for you than it was for me.
I did not like saying it.
Could hear that you didn't like saying it, I'll be honest. Nibbles is a weird one, I guess. Yeah, I never used the word nibbles. For snacks. We need some snacks. Like, it's just...
Yeah, I could deal with that. It's still not
even
keen.
I
can
call it some munch.
Munch.
Oh, do you know what? I shouldn't say this because you'll both just fucking destroy me for it. But scran is the worst word in the history of words. I fucking hate it. And now it's like taken over as like a popular thing that everyone says. Like before, it was just my northern friends who would say it, and it pissed me off. Now everyone just fucking says it, and I've had to mute it. There is only one word I have muted. You know, you can mute words on Twitter. There's legitimately only one.
Scran on Twitter,
bro. No. You see, this is why I think you don't understand life, bro. That word has taken on an actual like super meaning. Like it's gone. It's everywhere now. What? Adam, what I want you to do is I've just sent a screenshot in our group chat. Can you just look at it, please, and just confirm what it says? I would say Louis, but Louis doesn't. You can look as well if you want to, Lou. But Adam will give you the information. This is a
screenshot of Charlie's Twitter muted words, and it says "scran muted forever."
I don't want to hear it. It pisses me off so much, and I hear it nonstop. And I can't deal with it. So I've just had to mute the word.
I feel like this is a bit of anti-Northern slang here.
No. When it was Northern, it was bad enough, right? When it was just Northern people going on about it. But now I cannot stress how everyone talks about it. I hear it so often. First of all, it infected football, right? And everyone in football was going on about it. And now it's just everywhere. I hear it constantly and I can't be dealing with it. It pisses me off so much. Like, oh, that's a decent bit of scran. Shut up. Shut up. Just pisses me off.
Oh, I wanted to see it just to see if it, because I've not heard. I'm very far removed from a lot of things, and I've not heard anyone talk about. I've never heard anyone mention that word before. But so I've just searched the word "scran" in Twitter, and there is an account called Footy Scran.
Yes, I've muted that as well. I considered blocking it, but I just muted it to get it out of my thing. Because people kept fucking retweeting it into my timeline, and I don't want it.
I'll be fair, though. Is it just a really upsetting-looking bacon sandwich?
It's just people... You would think, yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it? You would think, out of everyone you knew... that I would be someone who would be heavily involved
in just people
taking pictures of food at football. It just sounds like a lot of things combined that would be me. Oh, and God. it just pisses me off because the word... There's another account called Footy Bevs, which is basically the same thing, but just about beer, drinking, right? Which I can't be dealing with either, which I've muted as well because I just don't care. But like... I hate that word so much. And I know saying it to you two is like a red rag to a bull. Like, I know you're just going to say it all the time now. But you two at least have the excuse of being from the north. Like, I don't care. You're from Southampton. Stop.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Don't want it. Yeah. Hate it.
Fair. I will just say, because I started scrolling down the Footy Scram page, right? And some of this is fucking ridiculous, right? But I've seen this burger here, Winchester City FC, looks fucking great, and it's £4.
Yeah, the problem is they're putting next to the word scram, which I can't be dealing with.
Sure, sure. But most of this is just upsetting shit, and this looks fucking good. Winchester City might have some pretty good food in there. Maybe.
So, I discovered a Twitter. Speaking of like food, you find at like sports like venues.
Yeah,
I found a Twitter account called Gourmet Glizzies.
Sure, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So, like, and I didn't even know what a glizzy was until I saw this Twitter account.
Oh, how am I up on slang more than you are, Louis? Come on. I know about glizzies. And not in that way, although also in that way.
Yeah, I also then heard of its other connotation, which was kind of more gross.
I've been hearing about glizzy gobblers for years. That's what they call them, people who eat hot dogs for a living.
But some of these things that I saw looked fucking amazing.
Really?
But yeah.
Like sports day food. It's sports day, fucking sports.
Well, it was called Gourmet Glizzies.
Oh, Gourmet Glizzies. I thought it was from like football stadiums and shit. No, yeah, fair play. Gourmet, yeah, that Gourmet's hot dogs are gonna be good. Cause like, the thing about hot dogs is they're cheap and shit, and they do a job. But gourmet ones are gonna be like, oh, here's the cheap shit hot dog, but like, it's made of fucking crazy shit.
But occasionally, like the picture, the image is from like a hot dog thing you got, like they got at a food truck, and it looks like a work of art.
Really? I'm gonna have to check it. You know, I'm gonna have to check it. I have to. Glizzies. I can't even spell glizzies because I'm typing with one hand. That's not gourmet glizzies. That's gourmet glizzies in a blanket. That's not normal people.
You've not found it.
No, because I can't spell it. Don't know how to fucking spell it. Gliz. That works. No, that's not that. That's not a. Am I spelled gourmet right? Wrong? Maybe I spelled that wrong. Oh, I have this one. We'll find it. No, I can't find it anyway. Fuck it. I spelled gourmet wrong, but I still couldn't find it. Don't worry. Yeah, no, it's. Yeah, I mean. I feel like hot dogs are really easy to make look like posh and crazy, right?
Yeah, when people put exotic truffles on them and shit and
yeah. Like it's like that fucking episode of The Simpsons where they have like fucking loads of toppings on the hot dogs in the football, in the baseball stadium even, right? You can just put so much shit on it. And it's just at the end of the day, it's just a sausage with, like, stuff that tastes good with sausage. It can't be that hard, right? I don't know, maybe it is.
I don't know. My favourite thing to have on a hot dog is chili con carne.
Oh, I like chili as well. Well, I feel like it's always... At some point, I felt like it was a big Sonic thing, chili dogs. And then I realized, like, I actually, yeah, I just like chili on hot dogs. I just like chili. But the hot dog, I just like chili.
Chili con carne is just, it is.
Yeah, it's just nice.
It's an S tier food, man.
I agree. I don't know if Charlie has a position on chili.
Negative.
Is it because it's spicy?
Yeah.
It's not even spicy! It's not even spicy!
What's it called? Yeah, 1-0 Charlie.
They call it chili because it's cold, Charlie. You know that, right?
Anything chili here is you after eating a fucking ice lolly.
I mean,
chili con carne is not spicy. It's not even as spicy as a fucking korma.
You can make it spicy.
I mean, you can, and you probably should.
You probably should. I know, yeah.
Like, what I like. You leave the conversation for long enough where they just correct themselves and you win. Thank you very much.
I just think like you're missing out, Charlie. You're missing out on some delicious. Do you like spaghetti bolognese?
Oh yeah.
It's just a really, really nice spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah, but it's not because it's spicy.
It's just a really Mexican spaghetti bolognese.
I reckon Charlie's favorite food is beige paste.
Nah, that sounds a bit too much like hummus to me.
It's too spicy.
No, I just don't like hummus. It's just a dead food, bruv.
Really? I think hummus is quite nice.
Hummus is so good.
Hummus is awful.
Hummus is so good.
It's just like garlic and oil, man.
I remember having hummus at a work do when I was an accountant once and having to sit there on a table with however many there was, probably about 50 of us there, and we were split across several tables, and I was sitting there on a table with about 10 of us, and just like, it was the only thing on like the starters menu that I would, that I was like, because it had bits on the like dish that I would have liked, and I was like, this is free food, so I'm fucking taking it. I'm not going to not get it, right?
And had I you tried like, hummus at that time?
Sitting there, trying to eat it, and just like, oh, it's the second worst like public food experience I've ever had. The worst being when I almost threw up when I accidentally ate guacamole, but that's a separate issue for a separate time. That was bad. That was really bad. That was awful.
That doesn't sound particularly fun.
That was bad. That was in front of a client in Manchester, a video client. That was awful. They were like me and the two people we were shooting, and we're like, oh, we'll take you out to lunch. And then we're like, yeah, brilliant, thanks. And again, they took us to this place, and it was like the only thing I could eat on there. And I don't even know if it was guacamole or not. I'm assuming it was, because this weird green paste at the bottom of this like burrito wrap thing I was eating, and everything like else guacamole, was great. Yeah. But like, it was like right at the bottom, and like I took a bite and like just gagged instantaneously. And I was just like, in front of these clients, I was just like, bleh. Oh, that was bad. That was awful. But yeah, no, hummus is shit, is the point of the story.
I have a quick challenge, right? I'm going to write a word in admin chat.
If it's scran, I'm going to be pissed.
It's not scran. And I want you to pronounce it. I want to know how each of you pronounces this word. It is an admin chat. It's something that I picked up on over the week, and I wanna know how you pronounce this word.
Louis, do you wanna go first?
What?
There's a word in admin chat. I want you to pronounce this word.
Okay.
What?
What? I've been too busy playing video games.
I have to click on the server. Oh god. It's gonna be a trick question, isn't it?
No, it's not a trick question.
Tortilla. It's pronounced potato.
What do you say, tortilla?
Tortilla.
Okay. What are you saying?
Yeah, Charlie? I say same. Tortilla.
Okay. So the reason why I say this is because I've been seeing people complaining about the Great British Bake Off on TV recently. They had a Mexican week. Now, I know, because I'm from England and I'm very white, that for a long time in my life, I called this tortilla. That's all, to be fair, that's what my mum told me it was. I had tortilla chips, not knowing that they were tortilla chips. And I think Paul Hollywood, he says, I can't remember what he calls something, but one of the contestants calls guacamole, or something. It's just
guacamole.
Like, guacamole or something. Just, what are you talking about? It just makes me realize that we don't have, because we don't have these Mexican phrases, you know. We don't say things like that in the UK. We don't.
You know what? It's not us. It's the Spanish language that's the problem.
It's the Spanish that's the problem. It's definitely us. It's definitely us. I'm trying to find a guacamole or tortilla. Yeah, we don't know how to say tortilla. Or tacos. People are saying tacos, that we say tacos wrong as well.
How do you pronounce tacos wrong?
I don't know. I assume tacos. It's... could be tacos.
How do you pronounce tacos wrong? I don't understand.
Maybe it's tacos. No, that sounds like a Greek thing.
Cos.
Teso.
Tesos. It could be tesos.
Tacos. Yeah, but can I have some tacos, please?
I feel like what I wanted to do was apologize on behalf of the nation, because we're not close to Mexico in terms of that, right? So we don't. But also, Cos? British Bake Off. What tacos? British What's Bake Off's bad for doing these sort of things, right?
What's this? A burrito.
A burrito. Yeah, that's it. It's a burrito.
This is what my girlfriend does, and it frustrates the living daylight out of me.
What does your girlfriend do? Oh, so the, she called it guacamole.
No, we'll walk along a street, and she'll just deliberately mispronounce every shop title just a little bit to get to me.
That is oh my god, that is like a thing I do on it, like every fucking day.
Oh god,
so infuriating. We'll be walking down a street, and she'll just be like. Like the Odeon or whatever, and she'd be like, "Oh, look, it's the Odeon," and I'm just like, "Oh, please don't do this." And it would be like every single shop would just be like, and she would just point at it and say the, "Oh, it just frustrates the daylights out of me. I can't deal with it." Sainsbury's, she'd be like Sainsbury. She's just everything's just wrong. Right? Oh. It drives me up the wall. She'd be like, "It's Sainsbury's," and I'm like, "Oh my god."
I feel like she does it because she knows that it winds you up.
No, yeah. That's what pisses me off about it. Of course.
Does she say Tesco's?
Yeah, but I don't know how she says it because I can't repeat it because it just. But then I start.
Oh, I'm going to Tesco's.
No, it's just Tesco's. No, so you know, you have the S. Yeah. That's not.
Yeah. Exactly. Tesco. It's that kind of thing. It's not obvious. It can't be too bait. You can't push it too far because then it's just dumb. It's like Odeon Tesco's.
It's got to be something people actually say.
I know someone who used to call Lidl Liddell's.
I do not know that. That is.
I'm going shopping at Liddell's.
When I was a kid, I thought it was called Lidl.
Lidl? Oh, that's pretty good.
I thought it was called Lidl when I was a kid.
Houndland.
What? Houndland.
That's like Poundland. A very northern.
That was another Poundland. One. Poundland.
That's a very northern. That's a very northern way to say Poundland.
Nuxt. Oh no! Yeah, the contestant said guacamole instead of guacamole.
Primuk.
And Paul Hollywood said pico de gallo.
You liar! You hypocrite! You laughed at that.
Yeah, because it's funny. But when you're walking along the street and it's just constant, it's fucking annoying.
I mean,
when
to
you're
be fair, I can see that.
It's funny.
I absolutely can see that.
Paddy Power.
No, you're just putting the emphasis in the wrong place there. That's
my point. No,
word.
Everything is just slightly off. And when you're walking along the street and it's like 20 minutes just non-stop in your ear, it's like the most frustrating thing in the world. When you just like Marks and Spencer. It's just like
I don't know what was wrong with that then. You just said Marks.
No, you're pronouncing it's like it's just too much. It's just Marks and Spencer. Marks and Spencer. It's just too much.
You just said Marks and Spencer twice in a Yeah, Devon Hams is one. Devon Hams is one of those sort of things I used to say when I was a child. For fun. I knew it was called Debenhams, but we called it Devon
Wolf
Hams.
Smith.
Wolf Smith.
W. H. Smith.
Wolf Smith.
It's the sort of stuff that just gets to me. It's just non-stop, all the way down a road. Drives me up the wall.
Maybe you should do it back.
No, because that encourages the
And then you're just both walking around London. Primuk. It's Greaves.
ASDA.
ASDA, yeah. It's like ASMR.
I was going to say it's like that band that does the fucking... The League of Legends songs.
I don't know what that band's called, but yeah, I remember. KS, is it KSDA?
KDA.
But I mean, there we go. You know more about K-pop than I do.
Yeah, I know. I just know more about music than you do. You know, it's just the way it goes.
You can play an instrument, unlike me. So I would expect.
I can play several. Thank you very much.
All right, Prince. Fucking hell.
Thank you very much.
What instruments can you play, Charlie?
Guitar, drum, didgeridoo.
You can play didgeridoo, or you've like had a go on one, and you're like,
oh no, I have a didgeridoo.
You have one, and you know how to play it proficiently.
Yeah, circular breathing's a fuckery, but yeah.
Fair enough. I was like, because like you can say, oh, I know how to play didgeridoo, and then just like have a do on it, right? But
that's
not
all
playing
good,
the didgeridoo.
Yeah.
That's
doing the do. That's all well and good, yeah. But I'll tell you what, I play a mean triangle.
You do.
And with the Ting Tings, bruv, but not a band?
No, that's not his name.
No. Insert other Ting Ting stroke here.
Yes. Did they have another song?
Oh, yeah,
Up and Let Me Go.
Yeah, they had like three off that album. And, that was like,
mm.
and then they disappeared off the face of the planet.
Did I ever tell you about in college when I got an interview with a band and my media teacher was not impressed by that, but he was really, really impressed by the people in the year above recording outside of a Ting Tings concert?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Very. This has really got to you because I've heard about this several times.
It just reminded me because of the Ting Tings, and I was just like, what? I just remembered it now.
Great DJ. That's the one.
Break DJ?
Great DJ.
I don't think I know that song.
Yeah, if you heard it, you would.
Yeah, I mean, probably, yeah.
You've been around music enough to, like, if you heard it, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's
awesome. Yeah, I mean, yeah. The Ting Tings, I'm aware of them. I'm aware of it, sadly.
They're from, like, Manchester, aren't they?
I don't know where they're fucking from.
Seems like a Manchester band here.
Salford, yeah, apparently.
There you go. Nailed it. Thank you very much.
Oh, someone, if anyone new listens to this is from Salford, they're going to be very upset that you called Salford Manchester. They do not like that at all.
Rob, it's in Manchester. What do you want?
I mean, you're right. It literally is.
It is. It's in Greater Manchester.
I've been to Salford. It's one of the only places in Manchester I've been to.
It is in Manchester. It's like, it's not even... You can't even say it's not in Manchester because it is in Manchester.
Mm.
See, we have that a lot down here. There's lots of places that are definitely in London that people go, oh, it's not in London if they're from there.
Ah.
And then you're like, no, you're just a lot. Deal with it.
Croydon, you want to separate yourself from the elite, don't you? You want to be like, no, I'm not in London. I'm in this cool place that's just outside of London.
All I'm saying is people from Croydon need to get over it. You're Camden. In London. No, yeah. Obviously that's obvious, but like... No, we're not like Salford, who are in the middle of Manchester, who are trying to tell you're not in Manchester. That's not. We're talking like
you could walk.
We're talking outskirts people here, but you're in London. Yeah. But then again, there's also people in Essex who try to say they're in London, and you're not. You're in Essex.
That's because they want to be part of the London. They want to be like, London, innit?
A mate of mine lives in Hertfordshire, and he tries to tell me that his part of Hertfordshire is London. I'm like, it's just not. You're in Hertfordshire. Get in the bin.
What's wrong with Hertfordshire? Hertfordshire's all right. No?
Mm.
Okay, fair enough.
I have family there, and I'll say this.
Mm.
Mm.
You're not a fan.
Depends which bit.
The bit specifically with your family in it. Very nice. Beautiful garden.
That's great, then.
Beautiful garden. Everywhere else.
Everywhere else. Not keen. Not keen, do you know what I mean? The further the closer to London you get, the worse Hertfordshire gets.
I feel like that's just life. Closer to London you get, the worse life gets.
Do you know what I mean? Because you're coming down, you're then entering like Enfield and Edmonton, and then you're hitting Tottenham, and then you've really gone wrong. You know what I mean? But
nobody wants to be in Tottenham, you're right.
Further away from London you get, I think it's all right, but...
Yeah.
You know?
That's just in general. Yeah. I agree. Further away you get from London. You're from Charlie, yeah? Furthest away you get from London, the better.
Unless
you end up in Luton.
Yeah, but that's that's relatively
still
close
relatively
to London,
close to London, yeah.
The airport's called London Luton Airport. Now that's wrong.
Yeah, it's only called that because they wanted to have the London in the name of the airport.
Oh, listen, you're not gonna hear disagreements from me. I think Luton's a shithole, but you know, it does have cheap flights. That airport, yes. By the way. One of the most ragtag places I've ever been in my life. Jesus Christ.
Also, speaking of Gatwick Airport in London, I like how that Max Fosh guy put out a sign, a giant sign for the planes coming in on the runway that said, "Welcome to Luton."
Yeah. To scare them, right? I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it became mass. Like, he didn't know if the joke was going to be big enough, but it became massive news.
Shout out to Crawley.
Crawley. Oh, no. Crawley Town.
It's by Gatwick, isn't it?
Is it? I've not been to any London airports. I don't know. I've seen the Luton... Is the series about Luton, right? There's a series about Luton Airport. The TV series?
It sounds like the sort of thing that would be on UK TV Gold. I don't know.
It probably was. Like
I can imagine anything to do with Luton would be a BBC Three documentary, to be quite honest.
No, an original viewing, but then the repeats on UK TV. I don't even know if UK TV Gold exists anymore. But
I assume it does. Where else are they going to play reruns of classic 80s and 90s TV shows that people want to watch, maybe?
I've just confirmed it still exists, but that's crazy. It seems like something that shouldn't exist anymore, but apparently it does. I mean, apparently it's owned by BBC Studios.
Yeah, that's
crazy to me.
Because didn't like Dave join onto it? Like Dave's essentially just UK TV Gold, but for people my age instead of people my mum's age.
I mean, sure. I mean, your description of Dave, I would say, is accurate. But oh no, yeah, it's owned by UK TV. Fair play.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that happening at some point. Like it's all the same sort of channel, isn't it? It is kind of weird, but they're kind of like, I guess it kind of feels like all the, you know, the weird Channel 4 offshoots, like they have like More 4 and E4 and stuff. Sure. It kind of feels like that a bit.
Wait, so does that mean BBC own like, what's that channel called? Alibi? Yeah, they do.
Alibi? What's Alibi?
Yeah. It's like a crime one. It's like UK TV, yeah, but for crime, I think.
For crime specifically, yeah.
Just for crime.
It's called Alibi. I feel like.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, in my head, it's got like. In my head, it's got like all the CSI shows.
Law and Order UK, but not the American one.
No, I don't. No, I'm seeing like
the UK
CSI
one with Bradley Walsh on it.
But then also, I think I don't know if it does. But in my head, like, got like documentaries about true like crime.
I think it does. I was thinking specifically, I'd Murder She Wrote. And then, like, you know, one of those true crime documentary things.
Yeah.
About, like, Jeffrey Dahmer or whatever that's on Netflix.
What's that other one called? The one which does, like, just old documentaries, like history stuff, like war. Yesterday.
The History Channel.
Yesterday.
I do as well. Vaguely remember that. I don't know.
That must be owned by the BBC as well. Wild. I never knew any of this.
The BBC own a lot more than you think.
Oh, again, yeah. All right. Jacob Rees-Mogg, calm down. But like, no, like
Jacob Rees-Mogg hates the BBC. What do you mean? Never,
yeah, exactly. You're like, and we need to cut it. We need to get rid of it all.
Stab all of it. Yeah,
that's wild. I would have thought UK TV Gold died by now.
I don't like the BBC. They say bad things about me.
Yeah, that is exactly his position, as is clarified by either yesterday or today.
I'm gonna watch my AbFab reruns.
That's it. They have AbFab, don't they? They have Absolutely Fabulous on there.
Vicar of Dibley.
Oh, is that on UK TV Gold? I forgot the Vicar of Dibley.
I think so. It feels like something that'd be on UK TV Gold.
Yeah, because it's like comedies, like sort of light-hearted comedies that aren't edgy enough or new enough for Dave. Right?
Yeah, My Hero.
Yeah, with Ardal O'Hanlon.
That show is fucking awful. Like, I used to watch it and like it when I was young. But, like, yeah, Hugh Dennis is in it as well, yeah. And, like, I would watch it at the time and liked it because I was a child and didn't know that. But I went back and watched... I went back and watched some of it recently. Like, a couple 2 months ago, I went back and watched some of it. And it's some of the worst television I've ever seen.
I really don't like Hugh Dennis. I think he's not funny.
I'm not the biggest fan of Hugh Dennis either.
He's just not funny.
I'm not fast.
I don't really have an opinion either way, but he's fine. I've not seen it since I was a kid. I do remember watching it as a child and be like, oh yeah, Ardal O'Hanlon is funny. He's an Irishman with a cape or something, I guess. I don't know.
Honestly, it's god awful.
Is it that bad? I'll have to
watch it. Oh, it's so bad. You have to go back and watch some of it.
I'll have to.
It's genuinely awful. Like, I was watching it and it was just like, it was a zero laughs per minute situation. It was incredible.
Oh, that's, you hate to see it.
My Family, that's probably on there.
Yeah, that was also Hugh Dennis, right?
Was he in that?
No, Hugh Dennis.
I was thinking fucking Outnumbered.
Oh yeah, he's in that. Yeah, he's in that.
That's a different show.
That's probably a bit new for that.
Probably is a bit new for that.
No, My Family had Zoe Wanamaker and what's his name in it?
Oh,
Robert Lindsay.
Dude who. I can't remember his fucking name. I remember that show.
There was that one guy who was the older brother in it, who was like a hot property after that, and then
he was.
I don't know what
he did a Santander advert.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah. I feel like stuff like My Family is just the deadest thing.
This is like So I kind of believe that UK has good comedy, and I think that British people have a good sense of humor.
I think British,
but also
I think,
like some of it is just dire.
I think the British have some of the best comedy, kid.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what I'm saying. But like there's also shit like Mrs. Brown's Boys.
But this is the thing. I think you can break it down into two distinct sections. You have good comedy, and then you have what's on BBC One at Saturday afternoon, Saturday evenings.
I honestly think
with like comedy shows, I think it probably peaked in the 90s. In my personal opinion,
I'm not as into comedy as I was.
You had things like Young Ones and Bottom and like Reeves and Mortimer and stuff like that. Stuff that I really liked.
I think British sitcoms in terms of that peaked in like 2010. Like I'm thinking it's like specifically stuff like Peep Show and like, I mean, Spaced is 90s, isn't it? But no, yeah. There's a bunch of shows like that.
West oh my god, Space is a great show. I fucking love that show.
Yeah, Space is fantastic.
I love that show.
Yeah. If you don't know, it's Simon Pegg, and you know Nick Frost, Edgar Wright, that sort of stuff. Doing a bunch of fucking video game references.
I love the fact you felt the need to specify that nothing else on the show ever gets any clarification.
It was literally a show made so that like Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright could try and make the Friends famous.
That was
the whole purpose of the show, and it worked.
And it worked, sort of. I don't know how much it is due to space that they're famous, but yeah.
I mean, a lot of them kind of faded into obscurity. But obviously,
Simon Pegg still massive, and so is Nick Frost.
Nick Frost is like you would never look at him and think in a million years, oh, yeah, he's gonna be a famous actor.
He's a movie star.
You'd never look at him. He'd be like, that's fucking Nick from Pub. That's Nick from Dark Pub. What do you mean?
I think Nick Frost specifically was Nick from Down Pub. I think Nick Frost was the friend that they wanted to make famous specifically. Like, Mark Heap, who plays Brian's, like, already doing stuff then, you know? I think Jessica Stevenson's already doing stuff then. I don't know about the other two major characters, but...
Brian might be the best character of the show.
We love Brian.
He in terms of just complexity, like I feel like Brian is the most complex character of that entire series. I feel like you know everything about Brian, but you don't.
You don't understand it.
Yeah.
Because he's an artist. That's why. It's the true artist nature.
I wish the Yusuke from the Persona 5 game, I wish he was more like
Brian.
I wish he was Brian.
From Persona 5 was Brian, but well, he just watercolors, or is it more complicated than that? I don't.
What do you paint?
Anger. Cool.
Fear.
I paint anger. He's like, instead of the fucking Brian voice, he's like fear. He's like he's fucking Matt Mercer, just like fear. Fuck me.
So watercolors or.
I think you'll find it's more complicated than that. Yusuke as Brian is weird, but I mean, it'd be fun.
I'll be back in one sec.
Okay, fair enough. That's fine.
I've got some fucking Jaffa cakes in my coat pocket.
Yeah!
Oh, what a show.
What it is a fucking, it's a fantastic show.
Oh, I love that show so much.
I've been watching, I hate this. I've been watching an American guy watch it. Because, you know, I've got nothing better to do with my life. And,
And if you'd said to me, someone I know has been watching an American person watch Spaced, I'd be literally no one is, Adam. There's no one else.
I find it interesting to watch Americans watch British comedy. Because they usually don't... Because I like to find the fine line between them understanding the joke. You know what I mean? Not to say Americans are stupid, but but like it, we've got differences in our sense of humor, right? And the American sense of humor is more blunt, I think, than the British one. We're watching people watch Inbetweeners and stuff, and they, man, like Inbetweeners is not subtle, and even then, like some Americans kind of struggle with some.
Inbetweeners sucks ass.
That was a that was a strong reappearance.
He really, really doesn't like him between us.
Yeah, I don't think that show's good.
Really? I thought it was really good. Very, very funny.
Did not like it. Did not enjoy most of the jokes in that show. Didn't like or empathize with the characters in any way.
I don't think you're meant to empathize with the characters, but I mean, I understand. I understand. They're all kind of horrible, and it's like cringe comedy on a. It's cringe.
That's
it's
also the thing. Yes. I think I don't like. I honestly think I just don't like cringe comedy. To be quite honest,
that's right.
It's why I struggle to watch Peep Show. I just
Peep Show's really cringe. Yeah,
I love Peep Show.
I love Peep Show.
But I feel like Peep Show's entire thing is the cringe.
Yeah, Peep Show.
It's weird. Like. It's weird because flipping in between is like, I don't want to say take or leave, but like, I'm not like super up on it, though I know it's good, but I've just like, whatever. But Peep Show's great.
Yeah. I think Peep Show's formula is we set two people in a room and just make the worst things happen to them, and you will watch that through their own perspectives. That's what makes it like funny, I guess, right?
There is stuff, I mean, you could describe that if you didn't say two people. If you just said there was a bunch of people who make worse stuff happen to each other, I would say that's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, to be fair.
It's Always Sunny like cringe. I've not seen it. Is it cringe? Is it cringe?
I don't know if I'd call it cringe. The way I described it to Mum, because Mum watched a couple of episodes and didn't like it at all. And the way I described it to her, which then the next time she watched it, she loved it, was it's a bunch of the worst people ever just being the worst.
Mm.
And it's... Oh, I wouldn't say it's. I don't know. I mean, what they're doing is cringy, but I don't think it's necessarily.
See, that's not where the humor comes from.
I think cringe humor is American. I
would separate that from Peep Show, for example, right? Where I don't think is. I think you're probably right about Always Sunny, but I think Peep Show is not necessarily a bunch of the worst people doing the worst things. It is a bunch or like a couple of socially awkward people, in which horrible things happen to them. They're not necessarily always do, although they, you know, a lot of the time it's self-inflicted, but most of the time it's because horrible things are happening to them as opposed to them doing horrible things.
I think cringe humor is just a very English thing.
I think so. I can't think of much American cringe humor. Yeah. I don't think it exists, but because I think it exists on a far quieter plane of comedy, right? Like, you can't really be loud and cringe.
Maybe not. I'm thinking about it. What's that show? The bald guy, the famous song that everyone plays in the memes.
It's fucking Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's pretty fucking cringe.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
That's the entire thing. It's just watching him fuck it up.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah, because that's what Peep Show is, right? It's. I mean, not that Mark and Jez are normal people by any means, but the thing that makes that show fun to watch is to watch them so thoroughly fuck everything up every episode.
Yeah.
And it's the same with The Inbetweeners as well. Like, the four characters in that show aren't necessarily great people, but the thing that makes it entertaining to watch is to watch, like, Simon fuck up, like, basically a sure thing with the person that he's fallen in love with or whatever, right? Instead of, haha, these are funny quality jokes. It's, haha, look at how much pain we can inflict on our characters. And
I guess.
And I guess that's a very British... I feel like that's a very British value. A very British comedy value.
I mean, we do just like laughing at people failing. But I mean, maybe.
We do like laughing at people failing.
I would say there's definitely more. I can think of more examples of English.
Yeah, there's a lot more. I don't know if...
But then again, we're living in England, so we probably don't see.
I think we see a lot of American shows, though.
No, we do, but we don't... In the same way that Americans would know more American shows because they live in America, we know more English shows because we live in England.
Sure.
I don't know what the American suite of UK TV gold shows is.
Are you
I don't
sure,
know how many Americans are walking around talking about The Vicar of Dibley. And there's going to be a Vicar of Dibley of America, you know?
There probably is a Vicar of Dibley of America. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, but you understand what I mean. Like, of course there is. They try everything that's successful will go across.
It's just Young Sheldon, I don't know about.
Yeah, but you understand what I mean. Like, they just know because they live in that country. You know, doesn't matter how many we get. We get the big ones. We get the big ones.
We get the big ones. I'd say fair. Whereas they'll get like all of the dross.
They get the big ones of ours to some extent.
Like, sort of, yeah.
Like one of my American friends, his favorite show is People Do Nothing. People Just Do Nothing.
Oh, really?
He fucking loves it.
Just Do Nothing is great.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, that's like a top tier something that gets transported across. Whereas, like, I don't know.
The Big Bang Theory.
I can't think of an English show that's not big right now, but you know what I mean?
I guess so. Yeah.
Have you ever seen Big Bang Theory without the laugh tracks?
I have.
Yeah, it's weird as fuck.
Have you seen Big Bang Theory only to replace the laugh tracks with the Tidus laugh from Final Fantasy X?
That sounds like something you would have seen.
I mean, yeah. It makes it a bit funnier. Because, you know. But, you know, it is awkward watching Big Bang Theory without the laugh.
Rabsy and Nesbitt. I bet you America never got Rabsy Nesbitt.
I don't know, because there's like a BBC America, right? Where they do put random shit on there. I think...
You reckon Rabsy and Nesbitt has been seen in America? Someone will know about it, but reckon it was aired in America at a significant amount?
Not a significant amount. I'm not saying it was like all over fucking New York TV screens.
I reckon you would have to ask a million people in America before someone knew what Rabsy Nesbitt was.
Probably. But they're
considering that country's like 500 million people.
To be fair, though, you'd have to be. It's less than that in the UK, but it's probably not much less than that.
Yeah, but that's my point.
Rabsy Nesbitt.
Americans aren't going to know Rabsy Nesbitt, but we wouldn't know whatever America's Rabsy Nesbitt is.
I'm sure. Yeah, sure. We don't even know what our Rabsy Nesbitt is, so.
Where's Rabsy Nesbitt?
Well, I mean, it is Rabsy Nesbitt, yeah.
It's Rabsy Nesbitt.
I've not said the name Rabsy Nesbitt this many times ever in my life.
Rabsy Nesbitt, yeah,
I think that they got Limmy Show.
No.
I think it aired on like BBC America.
It didn't even air in BBC England.
It did.
It was on Scottish TV. It was on BBC Scotland.
BBC 3.
No.
Oh, yeah, because I've watched it on TV.
It was, now, but its original one was on BBC Scotland.
No. Well, yeah, I know, I've watched it on TV before, like, when I was younger. That's why I know it existed.
I don't, I...
Like, I think it was on BBC 3 or BBC 2 late at night or something.
I know
he's a bit like, they didn't want to play my show because it was too Scottish, but I'm pretty sure I saw it on one of those, like, on one of the late night BBC 3, BBC 2.
I reckon you saw it on iPlayer, I don't reckon you saw it on it. Because that's how I saw it. That is a potential.
But why would I be drawn to it on iPlayer?
Because you probably just saw some random fucking shit and went, that's funny, or just heard the name.
Maybe.
Because it was a cult thing, even though they never fucking showed it.
I feel
it's
like
just
it was
you had to watch it on, like, iPlayer or whatever.
Yeah. Because, probably around the time when I was watching a lot of those shows, like comedy shows as well anyway, right? Because Mighty Boosh was popular then and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, what was it? It was like 2010?
Something like that. Yeah. Maybe.
It was college time for me.
Yeah, it was college time.
2010, 11, 12 sort of years.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember watching Limmy Show in college.
And then he had bits of it on Charlie Brooker stuff, so maybe that's why.
Maybe, yeah.
On screen, why all that, he had like bits, didn't he?
He did. No, because the first thing I ever watched was him fucking pointing at himself. You know, I think it's probably just the opening sketch of his first episode of the show, where he's just like,
yeah, I don't know if that's the first, is that the first episode? Is that first sketch?
I think so. I don't know.
I don't remember, but maybe, who knows?
Mm.
But I'm sure it never aired on normal BBC here. And if it ain't coming here, then Jesus Christ, there's no chance of it going to America, let's be real.
BBC Scotland does some weird shit. BBC America, sorry, does some weird shit. It airs Channel 4 shows.
I don't know.
You're probably right about Limmy. And Rabsy Nesbitt. Scottish shows probably don't air in America. I mean,
like, if the BBC were like, this is too Scotland for England, and then
to be fair, though, I think in America, like,
ship it over the pond.
I think in America, you could put anything on and then just tell them that it's Scottish, and they'd listen to it and go, oh, that's a beautiful accent. Don't know what he's saying. Like, I don't know.
You're not getting the intricacies of the jokes.
You know, we should show them, we should show the Americans Taggart.
Why Taggart?
I don't know. It's just a gritty crime show where everyone speaks with a thick Scottish accent.
I mean, true. I would love to show Americans Midsommar Murders. Because that show's beautiful in lots of ways. There was, I don't know, I don't think it's on anymore, but I think there's an old BBC show that's basically just Midsommar Murders, but with a vicar. And he just, like, wandered around.
Oh, I know exactly what it's called. What's his name? The vicar in it. The guy. What's it called? Father something. Father Brown.
Yes. Yeah, it's called Father Brown.
Yes. Okay, so it was on at least during lockdown one.
Was it?
Because it would come on after Doctors.
Yeah,
then it would be Doctors and it'd be Father Brown.
Yes, Doctors.
And I would know that because I would have lunch and then I would fall asleep during the news and then I would wake up either at the end of Doctors and turn it off, or if I was too lazy, I'd get to Father Brown and I would watch it.
Yeah, because Father Brown's elite.
Mate, Mark Williams.
Is it Mark Williams?
That's the guy's name. Mark Williams.
Shout out Mark Williams.
Who's in lots of stuff.
He's in a lot of stuff. But I really enjoyed him as like just like random priest who just walks around town solving murders
for some reason.
Yeah. I also like his relationship with the police, and that is the just like the police like, fuck's sake, it's Father Brown again. Can someone get him out of here? He shouldn't be here. He's a civilian.
Very, it's the Batman relationship, right? It's the Sherlock Holmes. It's the Sherlock Holmes relationship. They rock up and you're like, oh, for fuck's sake. And then they solve the crime in front of the incompetent police via priesting.
he's just a priest. He's just a priest, dude. He's like, I've solved the murder. And the police are like, God damn it.
Incredible.
The best written television show ever. Surely. Yeah, it is very Batman-y.
Shout out Father Brown.
Shout out Father Brown.
You need a crime solved. Ask the priest.
What would I watch at 2 p.m. Oh, on a weekday?
Dark days.
You're not wrong. But
wake up and Doctors was on.
God, I feel like it's the kind of thing you watch when you're retired.
Yeah. I think that's
or in my sense, when I was tired.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to say, Charlie, do you mean by tired? Do you mean terminally unemployed?
No, I just mean I was fucking shattered because I'd stay up too late the night before.
Yeah, Charlie like, works nights.
I feel like the terminally unemployable could also watch that.
Listen, no judgments. I'm freelance. Yeah. In your face.
Yeah. But I was terminally unemployed when I was watching it.
Shout out Father Brown.
Yeah, Father Brown. What a great show.
Do you reckon they're still making it? I reckon they are, you know.
I don't know, but I hope they are. And if they're not, and the BBC are listening, they need to get back on it. Get back on it.
Get back on Father Brown, mate.
Put it on a primetime slot so we
Fucking hell, there's been 9 series of Father Brown. There's been 100 episodes.
Whoa, that's a lot of episodes.
The 9th series premiered on the 3rd of January 2022. Come on!
Oh, so it's still being made. Yeah!
It's still going.
Fucking Father Brown. There we go.
Jesus Christ.
And that's all we've got time for this week.
Fucking Father Brown, mate.
We love Father Brown.
Hang on, In January 2020, it was announced the production had begun for a 10-episode series entitled Sister Boniface Mysteries, which is a spin-off only on BritBox.
BritBox?
Fucking hell.
I didn't know BritBox could make their own programming.
Apparently so.
Based on BBC properties.
A spin-off. Well, yeah, BBC's part owns BritBox, right?
Does it? I thought that was...
I think so. I thought it was like a joint thing between all of them, like BBC, ITV, and something else probably owns it.
Yeah, maybe you're probably right there.
Like, because it's all their stuff. After debuting on BritBox, it started airing on Drama. Amazing.
Very nice.
Hang on, Mark Williams guest stars resuming. Oh, wait, no, okay, in Sister Boniface. Don't worry, false over, end the show, it's fine, don't worry, we're good.
False alarm, end the show, all right, bye.
False alarm, end the show, we're good, bye. Sorry.